So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. What a Friday here, everyone. Welcome in. Dom Giordano's show. Thrilled to bring you Scott Jennings coming up at about 12:15. Dinesh D'Souza. And Henry has gotten a guy who represents Republicans out in Havertown. Oh, my God. Does that guy have bodyguards? They're the resistance there. Okay, so we have all that going on here on Talk Radio 1210. And, of course, I'm just coming from taping Inside Story for tomorrow. And a lot of discussion of the No Kings rally. So I've been all over this. Been looking at the No Kings rally. And what I see with the No Kings rally is clearly we are going to see tomorrow a lot of stuff coming to a head, particularly places like Portland. But what you should know here locally, the featured speaker on these people that want to lecture about civility and democracy and all that is Larry Krasner, the guy who couldn't handle Frankie Scales in their showdown on democracy. How many times, what's the over and under tomorrow, will Larry Krasner talk about Nazis and fascists? Maybe he'll talk about Frank Scales. Maybe I'll throw it in that kid. Also, Chestnut Hill is involved in two. And Chestnut Hill fits in perfectly for the type of person we're talking about for the No Kings rally. People in these insulated areas that want to complain about Trump and sending National Guard in and all the rest. They want the National Guard brought in for pickleball over there in Chestnut Hill. They have two, one in Mount Airy, one in Chestnut Hill, but they're all over the suburbs. Big ones in downtown Philadelphia. And in Texas, Governor Abbott has already called out the National Guard because Austin, where this is being held, they had a lot of problems before. So both sides claiming the other side wants to provoke this so that Trump can crack down. The other thing that I've noticed is Penn, and people are on their high horse saluting Penn for turning down the deal, the higher learning deal with Trump. And when I look at it, finally, I'm glad to see Trump trying to use leverage to deal with big college. In order to get an inside track on more federal money, Trump wants colleges like Penn that just rejected it. Now, you should know it's going out to colleges nationwide now. That's good because I think some colleges are going to take this. And in order to get this, what has to happen? They can only have 15% of students from foreign countries. That's good. I would only make it 10. They have to freeze tuition for 5 years. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine big college doing that? They have to prove that conservative viewpoints are represented. They have to get rid of DEI. They have to comply with a number of other things that are just common sense that we've talked about forever with big college. I mean, you have these fat cats sitting on $50 billion endowments and slurping up federal money and still doing the very things that people did not vote for. All right, so we are loaded up, as I said. Scott Jennings, the new book, he's coming to town, Politics and Pints. I can't give you the date yet. It's such in demand. We're looking for a really good-sized facility, a place that's going to fit Jennings. It'll be in December, though. Dinesh D'Souza, haven't spoken with him in a good bit. He'll be on the show, and this guy, is it Jim Knapp? Jim Knapp. Thank you, Henry, who is the chairman of Republicans out there in Havertown, which is the epicenter of these crazies. Let me give you a great side question today. Today is the day, the birthday, we're looking at this yesterday, of Evel Knievel. I had him on a show. I called him Mr. Knievel. It's also another great showman, the birth date of the great Eminem, the music, the moment. So we're looking for that all-time showman. And you can't say Trump. Trump is an all-time showman, no doubt, because we don't take Trump answers. But somebody who not just is talented. I'm going to take James Brown off. I love James Brown. I never saw him live. I'd love to. The sweat when they wipe it off and all. That's entertainment to me, baby. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I'm going to take a woman, a very historical woman off.
Okay.
And might not see this one coming. I'm going to take Queen Marie Antoinette of France.
All right.
For her wedding, decided, you know what, I'm going to do this bigger than anyone's ever done it before. I'm gonna come into my wedding on 57 carriages pulled by over 375 horses.
That is showmanship. Well, you know what? You triggered me. All time is going to say this is my female, Cleopatra.
Oh, yeah.
When she came rolling down the perfume you could smell for miles. Allegedly, she was wearing high heels. I don't even know if they had them back then. But
oh,
Cleopatra
man.
Knew how to put on a show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody else?
That's it for now.
I'm glad you went with a female, though. That's good. Kirk, how about yours?
I like to think when you see the greatest show on earth, the Barnum and Bailey Circus,
yes.
I think that the whoever is the grandmaster, I think that's the greatest showman.
Mm. Okay. All right. That's a good one.
Continuing title.
All right. So TikTok here. You can get in with that. Get your name into the hat at the end of the show. I think it's a $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harb's Burger Bar. We'll do that right at the end of the week here. Jump in now with that. Scott Jennings next. A whole lot to unpack with Scott Jennings. Then Dinesh, your calls throughout, and we'll update you. There's a couple of other big things. We're watching Zelensky today with the president. Soon, President Trump will be greeting him. I don't think he gets Tomahawk missiles. I'm in the camp, and we hope to have O'Reilly on a Monday, that Trump is on to Putin now. And knows what he has to do to try to settle the Ukraine thing. If he doesn't get the Nobel Prize after that, then come on. All right, phone lines, though. 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
10.
All right, one of our all-time favorites, without a doubt, Scott Jennings. You know, anytime we let a week or two go by, a lot of stuff piles up. His book, of course, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Think about that last part. That's the part that intrigues me when we get him here in Philadelphia. And wouldn't you say what Trump has done in Israel right now is something that plays right into the book? Let's go to Scott. Hey, Scott, welcome back to town. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and I'll answer your question. Absolutely. What Donald Trump has done in the Middle East is defend Western civilization against these barbarians. There's no question about it, and I view that conflict between Israel and Hamas as kind of the front lines of the war on the West right now.
Absolutely. Scott, a little frogginess there. Are you nursing that?
A little bit.
Okay.
I've gone horse. Finally, debating six people at a time for two straight years has finally caught up with me.
Here's the tip. If I were there, I would administer it myself. My remedy, Scott, I learned it getting into this business when I was a rookie, young, with all pineapple juice when you're on the air. Water it. It will cut through it.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. If you go back and Google it, you'll see Jim Jordan, when it looked like he was going to be speaker, he was on with me and he had lost his voice. And then you'll see a big thing of pineapple juice behind him. He sent me the picture.
I love this.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a tip because I'm struggling. I had to give a big speech in Washington last night. I got an award from the American Spectator for excellence in conservative independent journalism. And I had to give a long speech. And honestly, I didn't think I was going to make it. I struggled across the finish line. I got through it, but boy, I was struggling.
Well, the other thing I would say, when you get done your duties this week, as much as you can, and my family knows this, hand signals, try not to talk for half a day. I'm serious. I mean, this is the only thing. But the pineapple juice, when you got to do it, Scott, I have found cuts through it. Now, the older guys in talk radio told me we're going to have to use steroids. And I think, wait a minute, I didn't sign up to be injected with steroids. So we have remedies for you. Scott,
well, look, if you injected yourself with steroids, you wouldn't be able to get into the Radio Hall of Fame someday. So I don't
know. I'm working on it.
You'll be blackballed.
I'm working on it. So, Scott, it was very moving when you took off the ribbon. It wasn't just the ribbon on CNN on the Abby Phillips show in your chair, but you pinned on the pivot to American power, American leverage, particularly through Donald Trump. That's the part that maybe got lost in the shuffle that I've really keyed in on.
Yeah, well, I just think that this wouldn't have happened without Trump. And as an American, I'm so proud that our country and our president brought these hostages home. I mean, without him and without the power of the United States of America, this doesn't happen. We don't make this progress. And so I've been wearing that yellow ribbon for 2 years, but I replaced it with an American flag on the air because – to me, that's what's happened. We've replaced these hostages in the tunnels with the power and prestige of the United States of America in the region. And I think the president deserves all the credit for it. I'm so glad the hostages are home. I hope the ones that are dead, that Hamas has promised to return, make their way back soon. But 20 people are back with their families who otherwise would not have been. And it's thanks to the President of the United States of America, and we ought to all acknowledge it.
It may be a bit of an overstatement, but people, after watching Mandami, we think of the title of your book all over Twitter. Is he a threat to Western civilization? He's not heading up a country. It's only New York City. But the guy is a threat to our way of life, I believe.
Well, he's certainly hostile to it.
When
you listen to his theories about the way the world works, his theories about who needs to be punished. I mean, he views the world through that very basic framework, oppressors and oppressed. That's the enemies of the West. That's how they view the world. And Mamdani certainly is running for mayor to punish the supposed oppressors. He promised to tax people based on their race. He promised to tax people last night, you know, into oblivion. There won't be anybody left in New York City when he's finished giving away all the free buses and everything else. I mean, he promised to raise taxes into the billions and billions and billions of dollars. But I think he's hostile to Israel. I think he's hostile to Jewish people. I think he's hostile to anybody who, frankly, doesn't conform to that Islamo-Marxist way of life. And I think if I were in New York, I were a citizen there, I'd be quite worried about it.
We're talking with Scott Jennings, the new book, A Revolution of Common Sense, and Donald Trump, prominent Elon Musk, first with Trump. So you asked Trump, how many covers did you show President Trump and ask him, what should the cover be?
I sent a note over to the Oval and I said, I just want to know if the president has a favorite picture. My publisher came up with a couple of pictures and I sent them over and I said, look, here's what they came up with. But you tell me, I want to make sure the president is happy about this. And I got one photo back, and it is the one that's on the cover of this book. I actually got the first copy this week. The first printed copy was in my hands as of yesterday. And man, the cover really pops. Trump was right again. He picked the correct cover. Regardless of what you think of the writing, he picked the correct cover. It will look amazing on your coffee table.
Okay. Well, it's not going to be like Time Magazine. You know this, but never shoot someone. I don't care how glamorous you are from shooting up. Everybody's going to look bad. But it looked like Trump had no hair and only a tiny halo in the Time picture.
Yeah, they did that on purpose. These, you know, they wrote actually a pretty good story about his efforts in the Middle East. But, you know, they just had to do it. They just had to do something to sort of put a negative spin on it, and that meant taking a, you know, an unflattering photo. I thought the president looked okay, frankly. I mean, most people don't shoot very well from the bottom. I thought he looked fine, but you know, when you shoot somebody like that, when you put it on the cover of a magazine, you know darn well what you're doing.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That was the point. They just can't give the man his due. They can never have him let him have one free shot at it.
Scott, I hope you continue to say this a lot when you say periodically, if I can't trust you not to put boys, a teenage boy and teenage girls' locker rooms, how am I going to trust you on major nuanced things, the economy, geopolitics? I see this playing out in Virginia every bit as much as the AG. They're running 57% of their ads in Virginia for Winsome Sears have been on the transgender issues there. I would run even more because it seems to bring people in who are a little bit apolitical. Will they vote? Will they not? They see this issue and they want to vote.
Well, I did an interview out in Arizona a few days ago with Brandon Tatum, Officer Tatum, if you've seen him on social media. And we were talking about the differences in the parties, and I was just simply saying, you know, this is the main problem with the Democratic Party. They can't connect with anyone because they've taken these crazy positions like, yes, boys should be in your girls' locker room. And it is a barrier to entry for a conversation about anything else. I agree with you in Virginia. Now, I did run into Governor Youngkin last night at this dinner I was at. And I said, are we going to win? And he said, it's very close. We're within a couple of points. But he did point out to me that Winsome Sears is being badly outspent on television. I do think in order to win while being outspent, you have to come up with the most visceral cutting issue you can think of. And I think the one you've identified is quite real. Now, I also think Sears had a great moment in her debate the other night when she went after Spangenberger on the whole violence issue with the text from the attorney general. I thought she prosecuted that beautifully. But according to the governor, he told me they're being outspent maybe 2-1 on television week to week right now. That's a troubling sign.
She does something well, too, Winsome Sears. Maybe only she could do it, but she calls her Abigail rather than her opponent or something. And every time she says, come on, Abigail.
Well, it's one mother talking to another.
Exactly.
I mean, the texts were not only do I want to put bullets in my opponent's head, but I want his children to die in their mother's arms. I mean, look, Winsome Sears was right. I mean, if Abigail Spangenberger had a heart that wasn't totally hardened by politics, she would absolutely disown this guy running for attorney general. And if you look at that video, she is sitting there stone-faced, staring straight ahead, no emotion whatsoever. It's kind of hard to believe that a mother of three wouldn't feel some emotion at seeing a member of her own party, someone she appears on the ballot with, expressing that kind of sentiment. And Sears said it right. What if it were your children?
Yeah,
what would
exactly.
you think? And she just was stone-faced about it.
Scott, in your new book that you got the first printed copy of, a lot about President Trump, a lot of insight. Mm-hmm. But Elon Musk, and we haven't talked about that enough, what are some insights from Elon Musk when you sat down with him?
You know, I interviewed him on the president's 101st day in office, and, you know, he was quite cordial with me, and we've been allies online for quite some time. But I could tell he was bent out of shape. And he didn't think at that moment that enough Republicans in Washington shared his zeal for keeping America from going bankrupt. I mean, I said, why is the richest man in the world sleeping on a cot here in the EEOB? And he said, I'm trying to find a way to keep America from going bankrupt. But I asked him, you know, is there anybody here in Washington that you feel like you've been particularly partnered with or that shares your passion for this? And he said, well, just one person, Rand Paul. That's what he said. But I could tell at the time, honestly, that he was frustrated. And of course, just a few days after that interview, he and Trump had their dramatic break over the big, beautiful bill. Now, it looks to me like they've at least tried to come back together, and we need Elon in the movement. But he is highly motivated by the idea that we have devalued our currency at the same time that we are allowing mass migration to overrun countries in the West. Europe's been overrun. He thinks the United States has been overrun. So he just thinks the combination of this fiscal calamity that he believes is on the horizon with this mass migration crisis will spell the end of the West if we don't do something about it.
Taps right into the book, Parting Area, Zelensky in town, Putin playing the card here of summit in Budapest, Scott. Bill O'Reilly's a friend, comes on a lot, and his take is that Trump realizes now there's no illusions about Putin. I mean, before he was going to give some grace to, let's see what happens. He doesn't have that. Will he give Zelensky the Tomahawk missiles? He seems to have moved away from that.
Well, we'll see. And I think he's floated that out there to try to bring Putin back to the table. So that has that has worked. He's also said to be eyeballing this Senate bill, this legislation that John Thune is teeing up that would impose additional sanctions on Russia. So the White House appears to have renewed interest. I think Thune wants to bring it to the floor for a vote. So there's really two kinds of pressure. Tomahawks maybe to Zelensky, and then more sanctions coming out of the Senate. And I think the president's been quite public about it. So his frustration with Putin is now public and on full display, and it's brought Putin back to the table. I'm under no illusion that Putin is ever going to end this war willingly. I think only maximum pressure is going to finally drag this thing to an end. I think he's a thug. I think he's a murderer. I think he is not rational, and I don't think he listens to reason. And I think Trump's tried to be reasonable, and he's tried to rationalize with him, and I just think we're dealing with someone who, you know, doesn't think that way. So the specter of tomahawks and additional sanctions hopefully brings him to the table and then brings this war to an end. But I think it's going to come to that, frankly.
When are you on CNN again?
Tonight. I'll be back on with Abby tonight at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, my wife is must watch. She's watching right now. I'm getting text. All right. She's watching tonight. the book out now. Well, it's soon to be out. And you can pre-order A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Scott, thank you.
You got it.
And try that pineapple juice. I'll be watching tonight to see how it's working.
I'm going to the store right now. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
See ya.
All right. There is Scott Jennings. Henry, some people say that. I expect tonight to have a big king, you know, of Dole. See him peering over a thing of pineapple cans.
Yeah, they're cutting the commercial. He's like reaching under the desk
exactly.
Here. It's like, what's he untwisting there? Oh, it's a
when I started at WWDB, it's the first time I lost my voice. You know, all that talking, they had me on, and I'm still doing a job. And what happened? Well, they said, hey, you're going to have to use steroids. These were oral steroids. And people were sending them to me and everything. And I said, I need a better solution than oral steroids here.
And so tea's not cutting it?
Oh, well, the tea and honey. Sure, okay. Susan. But I'm saying right before you want to go on, you want to get rid of that phlegmy and cut it.
Yeah,
the pineapple juice, watered down, because you can't take it too much.
Right, agreed, yeah.
Got it.
Hit that. It's the best thing I've found. And then you just have to completely divorce yourself and not talk, which is hard.
True.
You know, yeah, I have my hand, you know.
Pardon you and Scott's line of work.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. But you got to try to close those times. I mean, literally, don't do it.
Right.
And you get it goes away naturally, usually. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us on the side question. All-time showman on this day. And Henry even has a female. We had two females on it. Living or dead, could be fictional. You think this person is a showman. Coming up, Dinesh D'Souza, you know, the vagaries of scheduling. Dinesh is with us next here. Haven't spoken with him in quite a bit. Hey, are you feeling run down? Skip the quick fixes that wear off fast. Fuel your day the natural way with Rescue Orosine. This unique supplement works at the cellular level to help your body produce steady, lasting energy. You can power through work, family, whatever life brings. Plus, it supports a healthy heart and blood pressure. Gives you the daily support to feel your best. Right now, you can get a special buy one, get one free deal. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order Rescue Orosine today. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a friendly Rescue product consultant or visit res-q.com. Enter that code MYENERGY at checkout. So don't miss out. Double up on your daily energy support with this limited time offer. Rescue Orosine, lasting energy naturally. Get it now at res-q.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, Dom Giordano, still in the Dom Dome at home when I broadcast out of home, right there next to me. I'm very proud of getting my role as a, I think I was given a film producer. Did you know I was a film producer?
I did not.
Well, I'm going to say that now. Let's see what Dinesh D'Souza says.
The vaguest sense of the term.
It's on my resume. It's one of his ideas. He sent me this beautiful plaque with that. Hey, Dinesh, how you doing? Welcome back to town.
Hey, Dom. It's a real pleasure. No, this is a film title that you richly earned. You helped get one of my first films right out the gate. And so, you played a key role in launching me as a filmmaker.
Well, thank you, Dinesh. And you are in my top 10 all timelines of great people I've been able to meet because of this job, like you. When you said, how can they give me a Razzie as an actor? I was playing myself in one film.
That's right. I was a little offended. I was kind of hoping to be the world's best actor at playing myself and get my legitimate Oscar. But it looks like that's no more happening than Trump is getting the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, and Dinesh, really, this goes pretty far back, but you have broken through. I don't really know, even with all the stuff out there, there's nobody that really has done cinema as a conservative on a steady basis, attracting a mass audience. And I think we were neck to neck with Michael Moore then, is what you were trying to do. The current film, The Dragon's Prophecy, is kind of ripped right from the headlines. And I wanted to alert listeners to it. And I also want to talk to you about Tucker Carlson. You had problems with him. I'm in that camp. So tell us about the film.
Well, it's a film that covers the war, Israel, Hamas, radical Islam, but it integrates all of that into a discussion of biblical archaeology, biblical prophecy. So this is a bit of new territory for me, Dom. I'm combining the political and the spiritual in a way that I haven't done before. So this is a film, for example, that will show you how the battle between Israel and Hamas is a kind of eerie recreation or replay of ancient battles described in the Bible between the Israelites and their longtime enemy called the Philistines. This parallel is drawn out very powerfully in the film. I take you into the archaeological pits where you can see coins and stone inscriptions and clay seals, which affirm the historicity of the Bible. In other words, there are all these figures in the Bible. You know them as well as I do. Pontius Pilate, the high priest named Caiaphas, the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah, much even earlier, King David. And for many, many centuries, these guys were in the Bible, but there was no proof outside of the Bible of their existence. But now, thanks to archaeology, these guys are like jumping out of the Bible into the pages of history via the pathway of archaeology. So all of this is like vividly shown in the film. By the way, there's also never before seen footage of October 7th. So the timely and the timeless are integrated in what many people are actually calling my best movie by far.
And the author, Jonathan Cahn, of the number one international bestseller, The Dragon's Prophecy, that is a big time book. And that's kind of, I guess, the fodder, Dinesh, for the film.
Yes. Now, Khan, what Khan does is he does this kind of detailed study of the Bible, and he spots things that other people don't see. So, for example, he notices that the word Hamas, which, by the way, in Arabic means something like force or strength, but in Hebrew, Hamas is an actual word, and it means violence. It means destruction. There's actually a passage in the Hebrew Bible that says, "Lord, save me from the men of Hamas." Or Hamas wow. dwells in the darkest places of the earth. This is in the Bible. So Khan like teases this kind of stuff out, and it's very interesting and very evocative, and so it adds a lot to this film.
Where did we get the film this time? Will it be in theaters or this online?
So it filled the theaters, but I did a limited theatrical release. It's now in streaming and DVD.
Okay.
The one-stop shop is to go to the Dragon's Prophecy film.com. So plural, the Dragons Prophecy film.com. There's three different platforms it's streaming on. You can order DVDs. It's actually the number one DVD of all DVDs in the country right now on Amazon.
Dinesh, any thought to doing a film around, are you waiting to the end of the Trump years? I mean, the phenomena that we see in front of us is incredible, particularly we're talking about Israel right now, what was brokered last week.
Absolutely magnificent achievement by Trump. I mean, you and I, Dom, are old enough. We've lived through the Nixon plan, the Carter peace plan, the Clinton plan. Lots of presidents have tried to fix all this, generally with no success at all. And so for Trump even to get us to this point, I think is spectacular. Now, if the Bible is to be believed, the ultimate settlement of these issues is not going to come until the very end of time. But this is not to say that you can't make intermediate progress and bring this war to a stop.
Has Tucker Carlson invited you on, Dinesh? I interviewed him once, and I thought he was one of the smartest guys. You're up there, too, that in all these years in talk radio for a book I was doing. And yet he's lost his mind to me, talking about demons and all kinds of stuff. And a lot of it centers on attacking Israel. I don't even know if I think it borders on anti-Semitism at time. It seems to be there.
I think he has gotten there because, remember, he's not just criticizing the Netanyahu government. This is a guy who is now like praising Sharia law. He's entertained the idea that maybe in World War II we should have allied with Hitler. He had this nun with the mustache who came on his show and basically said Christians are safer with Hamas than they are in Israel, which is just laughably absurd. So the fact that he has gone down all these, I would say, dark roads is a real problem. I'm trying to have a collegial public debate with him moderated by Megyn Kelly or Patrick Bet-David or someone like that, but I don't think that Tucker is willing to do it. I don't think he wants to defend his views openly. He practices what I call ventriloquist journalism, where he has a guest and he asks leading questions, and then the guest says what he already expects the guest to say, and then Tucker pretends to be blown away like he's just gotten a blazing insight, even though that was the implication of his question in the first place.
Yeah, when he had the one historian on, put it in quotes, talking about how Churchill stopped the flyers that were being dropped saying, let's have peace, by Hitler during the Second World War. You don't know whether to laugh or just scream with rage.
No, no, exactly. And like you say, Tucker's smart enough to know that there was a debate in World War II, but it wasn't about that. It was about after defeating the Nazis, there were people like Patton who said, all right, well, maybe we should go on and take on Stalin now. But those people never said that we should have allied with Hitler in the first place. So I think what happens with Tucker is he sort of distorts the historical record. And there are a lot of young people who don't really know better. And they go, wow, Tucker's really blowing our mind. He's telling us stuff we never knew. And the reason he's telling you stuff that you never knew is because it isn't true in the first place.
We're talking with Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, parting area, thinking about you too. Mamdani, how big of a threat is this guy? I see the silver lining here. I think he'll be elected mayor of New York. I feel for New York, but every Democrat, even the media is doing it now, is ask people, are you endorsing this guy? What do you think? We're going to see this play out in real time in New York. And heading to the midterms, that is going to be pretty potent stuff. I just hope it's not completely disastrous for New York.
I do agree with that analysis. I do think, though, it's unfortunate. It looks like London has almost fallen to the jihadis. It's kind of a pity for the Big Apple to be following suit. I think this is also going to be a model for going after other Democratic cities. San Francisco's next, Chicago's next. And I think, you know, give you this thought. I think if Sharia ever comes to America, it's going to look more like Mamdani and Tucker. It's not going to look like Osama bin Laden or the Taliban. It's going to come in an American accent with guys who speak well, born here, pink cheeks, bow ties. And so that's the threat Americans need to be aware of.
Well played. Where do we find the new film, Dinesh, one more time?
Yeah, go to thedragonsprophecyfilm.com and watch it by streaming or order your DVDs. You're going to be profoundly moved by this film. And, you know, Dom, it fits into the mood of spiritual restoration that we've been hearing about since Charlie Kirk's assassination. This is a film that's like it rides right into the current mood. And so I'm really thrilled it's out there, and I urge you to see it.
Dinesh, thank you. Stay in touch. Thank you very much, Dinesh.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, Dinesh D'Souza here on Talk Radio 1210. And Henry, you didn't know that when you signed up for this thing, that, yes, I have a film producer award produced by Giordano Productions. Well, you know, that's the thing for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Giordano Productions.
Oh, I'd have that in my house.
I'd like to put that over. Yeah. I do. It's right there in the dom.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
That's telling everybody that.
It's right next
We're standing
to,
next to greatness.
It's right next to the piece from the Columbus box that was given to me by George Paquetto vis-a-vis Dan. So that's under glass, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So side question today. Again, we are looking for an all-time showman or woman. We've had two women already, Marie Antoinette and Cleopatra. 855-839-1210. You get on board. You jump in right now, and we're going to come to you and take a few of those. And this no kings nonsense tomorrow really has me on top of this. This isn't about preserving democracy. It's about preserving all these Democrats / progressives in the institutions that are under fire. They don't like it that we finally have some heft in the big game here. And that's what it's about. And yeah, Portland, I would predict they'll riot with Antifa, et cetera. Austin, I don't know. Philadelphia, it's only Larry Krasner up there. The number of times he says Nazi and fascist and Mein Kampf tomorrow. But the suburbs and Chestnut Hill, why have they lost their mind in Chestnut Hill? You know, Chestnut Hill, when I started talk radio, Henry, you said it was this Republican. You can still see the shops there. It's that old-fashioned woman with the pearls thing and the guys in Tweety suits.
Right.
Yet suddenly now they've lost their mind and they voted for Krasner the last time around in Chestnut Hill, not just Mount Airy.
Right.
Because it's thrilling what he's doing. Oh, my God, he's taking on the system and all that. Yeah, there's not drive-bys. There's pickleball wars in Chestnut Hill. Okay. All right, so it's near
my court time.
Near you. Well, you're in downtown tomorrow, but when you're in the suburbs, near you, is there one? Malvern?
What, pickleball?
No, I meant no Kings tomorrow.
Oh. I don't know, honestly,
okay.
To be honest with you.
There is one.
My pulse on.
There is one I might go over and see because I'm shocked. There's one in Roxborough.
Oh.
Roxborough is the quintessential opposite.
Yeah,
there are more cops in Roxborough right now. If you swing your arm, you'll bump into a cop and nurses and women that are teachers. Are they really going to rally in Roxborough tomorrow, screaming and dancing with pink hair about no Kings? All right, let's hope my sound system works tomorrow. I'm hoping to get some sound for Monday here, even though it's a big day. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk first, though, about Dr. Bentz. Let's talk about my friend, dentist, and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news from my friends at Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz and his wife, Dr. Cooley Bentz, are thrilled to welcome a new prosthodontist to the team, their daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz. Now, Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. Now, I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. I'm very happy with all the improvements that have been made. You'll get the same deal. Get on the road to great dental health and that smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule that initial appointment right now, 610-272-6949, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com. All right, Dom Giordano show. I think I'll wait. I'll take a couple calls. But I saw this taping a show, Henry, that RFK Jr. is decrying the sperm count of young males. I mean, my God, what the heck is going on here? You cut that, right? That's what he said. Yeah. Okay. Among other things that we've talked about here. We're still on that issue yesterday about AOC and young men and how she feels for them, et cetera. We'll play that in the next hour. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210 first, though. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry. Good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
I had a question, Dom. You said that you were broadcasting from the Dom Dome?
Yes. That's
okay.
Right.
After the broadcast is over, does it go back to being the Row Dome?
You know what? Wait a minute. No, but inside that room that is the Dom Dome, you probably remember this. She brought in a hot towel, put it on me with that astringent that barbers and sprayed it all on me on the air. See there?
But nope.
That's my lair. After that, outside that step of the door, though, you're right.
But after all that, you still berated her for not bringing you your pineapple juice. Is that correct?
That's right. How did you like that tip with Scott Jennings? If you see him tonight slurping that pineapple juice, remember that.
I like the hand gestures tip, too, because there used to be a lot of hand gestures thrown around my house, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. But, you know, Robert, this is a funny business. When I broke in there, it was like Irv Homer and Bernie. Oh, we're going to have to get you on steroids. I'm thinking, Tom Maher, what the heck are these guys talking about?
I have to admit, Dom, for kind of a traditional-based guy like you, you roll with the punches pretty good. I'll give you credit for that.
Thank you.
Because sometimes I feel like you were 37 on the day you were born. You know what I mean? But anyway, my famous showman is going to be William F. Cody, Buffalo Bill and his Wild West show. And he had amazing, you know, stars there like Sitting Bull and Annie Oakley. And it toured for about 10 years. And it was an amazing thing. And I'm actually distantly related to William F. Cody by marriage, my grandmother told me. But you guys have a wonderful day. Great. And I got to say, man, the side questions are really great these days.
Thank you very much.
Tip of the hat to Henry. You guys have a great one.
Thank you, Robert.
He
sees the Henry influence in there.
You've been giving me my flowers for these.
I have been saying
my praises.
Just ask Kirk to come up one next week, whatever days you're in, Kirk, and we'll try.
On Monday.
Okay, if it bombs, that's it. You're out of the family business.
Okay. Deal.
By the way,
I need my call screener.
By the way, speaking of a guy who came up flowers yesterday, maybe surprisingly, Topper. And the point I wanted to make about the Phillies manager, it's the first time in a long time I've seen the guy without a baseball hat on. What a head of hair.
Yeah.
It's like right out of Goodfellas. A little bit of slicking I would put in here. My God, what a head of hair. Now, the question is, what is he, about 62, 63?
Yeah, I think so, at least.
Are we buying there wasn't a tinge, even a tinge of gray hair in there? Not a tinge.
He doesn't strike me as someone that would gray his hair. Not at all.
Dye his hair.
Yeah, dye his hair.
Are you opposed to dyeing hair?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but Henry, not one gray hair at 62.
Well, it depends on the age. At a certain age, you got to give it up. Like the Krzyzewskis, like Mike Krzyzewski and his wife Cookie, like, give it up. You guys are 80. You guys are 80. You guys are not full brunettes still. Like,
okay. Mike Krzyzewski. Why am I blanking on his name? I know the name. He is the...
It's Coach K.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Duke University.
I despise him. That's another story.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you think he's a hair dyer?
Him and his wife.
Ah.
Whoa.
Oh. Well, the women, of course.
Yeah.
Women,
it's more acceptable for them, but like, right. it's at the same time. It's like, again, you guys are 80. You're not fooling
I'd like to get to the bottom of that with Topper, though. Man, it's startling when you just see the guy. I admire great hair. I'd almost say, let's do great hair today after seeing that. Harry and Ambler, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Harry.
Hey, how are you, Dom?
Good.
I'm thinking the greatest showman, at least in the military aspect, General George Patton.
Why?
Just his uniform, his overall actions, how he did things. I mean, he had the pearl-handled pistols, the special boots, the special uniform, how he used to enter and travel with a siren and the lights and pageantry, all that.
And he had to contend with another great showman, but he did dwarf this guy, Monty. Man, what a feud.
Yeah.
They hated each other more than the Germans, I think, Montgomery and Patton. My God. Now, here's the thing. Who is the bigger showman, though? I guess I could go with Patton, but you got to say Douglas MacArthur was a guy that was the cult of personality, maybe more than Patton.
Yeah, I think when it comes to politics and maybe, at home, more than in the field, I think MacArthur might have the edge. But I think overall and doing what a general is supposed to be doing, I think it's Patton.
Yeah. Don't die for your country. Kill the poor blank, blank, blank for his country. That was Patton's major thing. Bill O'Reilly book, Killing Patton. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Jim Knapp, who is the chair, I think, of the Habertown Republicans. We saw him in a recent article, Delaware Valley Journal, about all these resist signs in a nice middle to upper middle class suburb. Henry, take a quick look when we come back. You know, what's the median home price in Habertown? I'd say $350,000, something like that, wouldn't you think?
Median?
Median, yeah.
I want to say it's still higher than that.
Oh, four. Okay.
At least.
It could break the four. Wow. Who are they resisting? What are they resisting? Somebody going to do something in Habertown? Do they have pickleball courts? No Kings has a stop tomorrow in Habertown. They're apparently a big anti-Trump zone out there in Delaware County.
Yeah, I was right. It was way above that.
How much?
Median's anywhere from $525,000 to
$535,000. Oh, man. So you can imagine these people. Trump is going to come and storm the ramparts there. $525,000 homes? Got to be against Trump. I mean, you got to show your virtue signaling. I wonder if they have the, I'll ask, do they have a lot of the no hate, no home for hate? Is that out there? All right. And I know they wouldn't let, is that the district? We had the woman on, Henry. They wouldn't let the school district read To Kill a Mockingbird because To Kill a Mockingbird.
I believe so.
Yes. Glorifies the white savior.
Something like that.
In that case, Gregory Peck. Yeah. That place. Man, if you're there, what can you say for your town? All right, we'll find out from Jim Knapp next, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.